Regem Christi Daily Meditations, helping you encounter Christ in your daily life.
The Call to Courage. A meditation for Friday of the 18th week in Ordinary Time. From the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 16. Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. What profit would there be for one to gain the whole world and forfeit his life? Or what can one give in exchange for his life? For the Son of Man will come with his angels in his Father's glory, and then he will repay each according to his conduct. Amen, I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom." Opening prayer. Lord Jesus, grant me the grace to truly know you and, in knowing you, love and follow you courageously as a faithful disciple. Encountering Christ. 1. An urgent call for courage. Today's first reading sets up the perennial and universal drama of the tension between good and evil. Despite its specific historical context, the tension transcends times and cultures. Nahum prophesied the fall of Nineveh, the Assyrian Empire's capital. The prophecy came to fruition in 612 BC. Nahum preaches in a dark period of Nineveh's history. Although there was a brief period of conversion following Jonah's warnings around 760 BC, Judah was now steeped in the abomination of idolatry. Nahum highlighted God's justice and readiness to punish the city for its sinfulness. Yet he was aware of the small remnant of faithful and consoled them with promises of God's restorative power. His words animated their struggle to remain faithful and courageous in the midst of the cultural and spiritual compromise taking place all around them. 2. Daily Christian Courage. Jesus' proclamation to renounce self, take up the cross, and follow is a hard command to live by. He doesn't paint the scene with flowery words. What profit would there be for one to gain the whole world and forfeit his life? Jesus invites us to pick up our crosses and remain firm in following him, no matter what the sacrifice. Our hearts are challenged by these conditions for discipleship of Christ, and we take consolation in Nahum's promises of God's restorative power. 3. The kingdom of God is at hand. After Jesus' bold statement about discipleship, he affirmed himself as the Messiah. Jesus is God's justice and restorative power in his very person. He lays bare the intentions of the soul, revealing the person's orientation of heart, be it towards service and praise of the Lord, or idolatry. He stated that there are those who will not see death before the Son of Man comes, in his Father's glory, and in his kingdom. He wishes to establish a new order in our hearts that glorifies the Father through the cross. Conversing with Christ. Lord Jesus, grant me true courage to leave behind the idols in my heart and follow you despite the cost. May your grace be enough for me in the struggle to glorify you through daily crosses, so that your restorative power can reign in my heart. Resolution. Lord, today by your grace, I will be attentive to the pull of idols in my heart and turn in faith to your restorative power.
Visit our website at regemchristi.com.